I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. India's Prime Minister has a huge mandate from the people, but will he listen? A partner shares some thoughts and observations upon entering into another season of prayer. Speaking of which, a ministry to the Middle East and North Africa is putting out a call for prayer warriors. If that's you, keep listening for more details. But first, India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi was sworn in yesterday for a second five-year term. Over 600 million people voted, and Modi won by a landslide. His political party, the Bharatiya Janata Party, won the majority in India's lower house of parliament. During Modi's first term, persecution against Christians in India severely increased. And now, Eric Morshead with Mission India says their ministry partners anticipate challenges continuing.
I think that we're probably going to see this a continuum of persecution towards Christians. And so our partners in India, they've been faithfully praying, and they just try to see what the new realm looks like for them in terms of ministry and how God's going to move amidst all of this. But they're also at the same time energized, knowing that regardless of what happens politically, you know, God is still in control. They know that God will be faithful, and they're going to keep doing what they believe God's calling them to do.
Mission India is asking the global body of Christ to pray for our brothers and sisters in India. Pray for courage to proclaim the gospel and to share Jesus' love with those who persecute them.
We believe that prayer is the first work of mission, and we've created India Intercessor. It's a daily email that you can sign up for, and we'll send you prayer requests from our partners in India.
From elections, we'll turn to the deaf, where statistics are hard to come by. But most Christian groups agree that 98% of the world's 70 million deaf people are unreached. They've never encountered the good news of Jesus. But Door International President Rob Meyer says God's Spirit is actively moving among this global people group.
There are a couple of really exciting things that we're seeing and a couple of areas that we'd really encourage people to be praying about and thinking through.
Meyer says over the past year, God's raised up a lot of new workers in sign language Bible translation, but challenges remain in Door's other sphere of influence, deaf-led church planting and evangelism.
The need is very, very great there. Door operates right now in about 20 different sign language communities, about 20 different deaf people groups, but there are over 350, and so the task is much greater than even one organization can handle.
Want to help? Well, first of all, pray.
When you have unreached people groups who've been cut off from the gospel for thousands of years, there is a huge spiritual barrier that needs to be overcome.
And if you're fluent in sign language, connect with Door at our website.
We could either look at potentially connecting them into ongoing ministry or helping them connect with another partner deaf ministry.
And finally, prayer is an incredible tool for Christians. It's our direct line to talk to our Heavenly Father and intercede on behalf of others. Prayer is also an encouragement, and it's a powerful way to support ministries. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, covets the prayers of its audience. Vice President for Ministry Operations Dennis Weens tells us,
Sat7, of course, as a Middle East, North Africa broadcaster, needs God's people praying for the church across the Middle East and North Africa and what we're doing to see a growing church in that region. It's not without its challenges, and so we encourage people to join us by being on the prayer team.
While the Sat7 prayer team is structured for independent involvement and not as a group, Ween says some believers incorporate the prayer guide into church involvement.
I've talked to some women as I travel in churches for their women's prayer group meet, and every week they pray for Sat7. I send out a prayer request about every month to another church and goes into their midweek prayer.
Are you a prayer warrior? Consider signing up for Sat7's prayer team. But for now, pray for Sat7's ministry and the church in the Middle East and North Africa, and ask God to provide for the work and continue to make His love known. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers a free resource called The Heart of Grandparenting, Using Your Best Years for Your Greatest Legacy by Dr. Ken Canfield. This free book will only be available to the first 300 signups, but with it, you'll learn how God's Word is having a profound effect on millions. So get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.